With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Dakota Access Oil Pipeline opponents have asked a federal judge to require detailed monthly status reports while the federal government conducts an extensive environmental review. The request comes after Judge James Boasberg ruled last month that the pipeline may continue operating while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers conducts the review. Boasberg ordered the parties involved in the litigation to go over the next steps they plan to take. Pipeline attorneys told the court they shouldn't have to provide status reports and renewed their long-standing request to have the case dismissed. Attorneys for the Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes say a decision to appeal the judge's order could come later. The South Dakota National Guard has a new state-of-the-art readiness center in Rapid City. Soldiers, state officials, and builders are celebrating the $20 million structure. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Captain John Barnes grew up visiting the National Guard building at the Rapid City Airport with his father, and he's used the crowded facility during his 13 and a half years as a pilot. He says the new Army Aviation Readiness Center is a much-needed addition to the older building.
I think I'm most excited for the extra space, the offices, and the classrooms. That has always been the hardest part of drill is because we always have a ton of mandatory training and there's not enough space for everyone.
The building has storage areas, a gym, and a vehicle maintenance bay. Major General Jeff Marlette is the leader of the South Dakota National Guard.
From a perspective of just the building itself, it's aesthetically very nice. I mean, it's bright, it's modern.
Governor Kristi Noem says the building sends a message that South Dakota supports its National Guard.
It says to everybody who sees this facility, hears about it, is that we support our troops. Here, we back them, and we back them by making sure that you have the type of facilities and the equipment that you need to do the job.
The eco-friendly structure was funded with $15 million from the federal government and $5 million from the state. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
Yankton and Lawrence counties are now part of an automated breathalyzer system for their 24/7 sobriety programs. People on parole after a drunk driving charge can use a kiosk for their required sobriety check. SDPB's Kyle Ireland reports.
The kiosks in the sheriff's department let someone on parole take a self-serve sobriety test. That means deputies and jailers don't need to use handheld breathalyzer equipment. Patrick McKinney is the general manager of Precision Kiosk Technologies. It's the company responsible for the automated test. He says the new system keeps people safe.
In this particular time where we're worried about COVID propagation and we want to mitigate people's potential exposure and be very wary of their health, you hold up the personal breathalyzer test and a person blows in that device.
McKinney says the personalized test means law enforcement personnel don't have someone breathing on them. It also gives them time for other duties.
They're not taking a test and recording data. They're managing their people through this process, and they can interact with the people in a way that's more positive and beneficial.
McKinney says they've gotten feedback from people taking the test who like its convenience.
You know, I can park, I can come in, I can take my test, I can leave, and I'm done.
Yankton and Lawrence counties are the latest to enroll in the program. Breathalyzer kiosks can test up to 40 people in an hour, and law enforcement can access the data from any computer or smartphone. South Dakota reports more than 50,000 tests since the system was adopted a few months ago. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.